Have you ever felt that gnawing resentment when someone asks for just one more favor when you're already overwhelmed? That's your inner wisdom signaling a boundary violation. Boundaries aren't walls that isolate us. They're the invisible lines that protect our well-being while allowing for meaningful connection. In a world that often celebrates self-sacrifice to the point of burnout, learning to set healthy boundaries might be the most revolutionary act of self-care you can practice. When we lack boundaries, we exist in a constant state of emotional trespassing, giving away pieces of ourselves until there's nothing left. But what if the path to deeper relationships and personal fulfillment actually begins with saying no? Boundaries come in 6 essential varieties: physical, personal space and touch; emotional, feelings and sharing personal information; material, possessions and finances; time, schedule and energy; intellectual, thoughts and beliefs; and sexual, comfort with intimate touch and conversation. Healthy boundaries exist between 2 extremes. Porous boundaries function like sieves. Everything gets through, leading to oversharing and people-pleasing. Rigid boundaries operate like fortresses, preventing vulnerability and connection. The ideal is flexible yet firm boundaries that allow vulnerability with trusted individuals while protecting you from harm. Boundaries aren't about controlling others. They're about taking responsibility for your own well-being and are necessary for authentic, sustainable relationships. Your body and emotions signal when boundaries are needed, if you're willing to listen. 3 major warning signs stand out: overwhelm, resentment, and avoidance. That perpetual busyness isn't a badge of honor. It's a red flag. When you're constantly rushing between obligations without time to breathe, your system is signaling distress. Setting limits creates space for what truly matters. Resentment indicates boundary violations. When you catch yourself thinking, "I do everything around here," or "they always take advantage of my kindness," that's your cue that boundaries need strengthening. Avoidance behaviors speak volumes too. Screening calls from certain people or feeling a knot in your stomach when specific names appear, these aren't random reactions. They're your internal alarm system signaling discomfort. Self-neglect often accompanies these warning signs. If you can't remember when you last prioritized your own needs, you're likely caught in a cycle that only boundaries can break. Ask yourself, what areas of my life feel out of control? Where do I experience resentment or the urge to avoid? These feelings aren't character flaws. They're valuable data pointing toward where boundaries are needed. Knowing you need boundaries is one thing. Expressing them effectively is another challenge. Many of us resort to ineffective strategies: remaining silent about needs, passive; using intimidation, aggressive; expressing feelings indirectly, passive-aggressive; or manipulating others through guilt or feigned helplessness. Assertiveness involves clearly expressing your needs without aggression or manipulation. To communicate assertively, follow these 3 steps. First, be clear when asserting a boundary. Remove ambiguity and maintain a measured tone. State your limit directly: "I'm not comfortable with that," or "I need space when I first come home from work." Second, say no without excessive explanation or apologies. A simple, "No, I can't take on another project right now," is more effective than a rambling justification. Third, prepare for the discomfort that follows boundary setting. Feelings like guilt or anxiety are normal when changing established patterns. Remember, these emotions are temporary, and maintaining boundaries serves your long-term well-being. Effective boundary communication isn't about controlling others. It's about clearly expressing your needs and limits. The other person's response is their responsibility, not yours. Our devices, designed to connect us, often disconnect us from those physically present, interrupting conversations and causing us to miss real moments while scrolling through curated lives. Social media creates boundary challenges when browsing leads to lateness, interferes with responsibilities, or damages self-esteem through comparison. As tech ethicist Nir Eyal notes, people, not technology, create these issues. Understanding your usage motivation reveals where boundaries are needed. Practical technology boundaries include keeping phones outside your bedroom while sleeping, scheduling specific social media times, reducing consumption that triggers negative emotions, and noticing purposeless phone checking. Practice being fully present in face-to-face interactions by keeping devices out of sight. Fear of missing out, FOMO, drives much of our compulsive technology use. Address this by unfollowing accounts that trigger insecurity and seeking direct inclusion rather than passive observation. A digital cleanse, completely or partially unplugging for a defined period, can reset your relationship with technology. Alternatively, limit followed accounts or designate specific usage times. Consider which boundary would most benefit your well-being: a phone's off policy before bedtime, deleting social media apps, or setting app time limits. Technology should serve your life goals, not distract from them. Childhood experiences profoundly shape our boundary-setting abilities. Trauma survivors often develop distorted boundaries, either excessively rigid or dangerously porous. Physical boundary violations, inappropriate touch, privacy denial, affect adult physical interactions, while emotional violations, belittling feelings, gaslighting, damage emotional health and self-perception. These early experiences create predictable relationship patterns. Trauma influences attachment styles. Anxious attachment, porous boundaries, desperately seeks connection. Avoidant attachment erects barriers against vulnerability. Secure attachment maintains healthy boundaries, allowing both closeness and autonomy. Healing begins by recognizing how past traumas shape current patterns and understanding that boundary struggles are adaptive responses, not character flaws. Professional support is invaluable. Therapy offers a safe space to explore violations and practice boundary setting. Approaches like cognitive behavioral therapy, EMDR, and somatic therapies can be particularly effective for trauma survivors. Start with small boundaries in low-risk situations. If saying no feels impossible, begin with delaying tactics like, "Let me think about that and get back to you," gradually working toward direct expressions. Remember that healing isn't linear. Each success and setback provides valuable information about your progress. Setting boundaries is a lifelong practice of self-respect and intentional living. Before others can honor your limits, you must first acknowledge and respect them yourself, establishing the foundation for healthier interactions. Self-boundaries are as crucial as interpersonal ones. By changing beliefs and behaviors that undermine your well-being, you create meaningful transformation. Financial health demonstrates this clearly. Budgeting, delaying non-essential purchases, and prioritizing savings foster financial peace. Time management reflects self-containment too. Honoring schedules ensures productivity while reducing distractions. Whether setting firm work end times, blocking social media during focused hours, or maintaining consistent sleep patterns. As you progress, remember these principles. Start small, expect discomfort before empowerment, practice self-compassion when you falter, celebrate victories. Adjust boundaries as needed. They're flexible guidelines that evolve with you and your relationships. The boundary journey isn't always smooth. You'll encounter resistance as patterns change. Some relationships may not withstand your newfound clarity, while others will deepen through mutual respect. Remember that boundaries are acts of self-love and relational care. By defining where you end and others begin, you create space for genuine intimacy rather than resentment, for peace rather than chaos. Your boundaries benefit not just you, but everyone who experiences your more authentic presence.